Good morning and greetings in the precious name of Jesus. I was assigned to share on the names of God, and I was blessed to take the time to study into this, and it's the name of God is so good that we can't study at all this morning, but I can share with you what I found and maybe give you a desire to study into it yourself. And you can turn to Psalms 103. We'll read verses 1 through 5. Psalm 103, 1 to 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. And then on my Bible, it's the same page, Psalm 105, 1 through 5. Psalm 105, 1 through 5. O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. And we sing in our choir right now, we're singing the song, What a Lovely Name, the name of Jesus, reaching higher far than the brightest star. And we sing about Jesus. There's so much in our prayers we say in the name of Jesus, and that's the way it should be. Our lives should be honoring God's name throughout the day. Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Isaiah 26, 1 through 4. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And it wasn't real clear in my studies what the actual name of God is, but it's I believe that the closest name we have for God is to the original is Jehovah or Yahweh, or it wasn't real clear if it's something close to that or somewhere in between that, but Jehovah or Yahweh is the actual name that I found for God. And but in Genesis God revealed himself as El Shaddai, and that means God Almighty, or God who builds up a family. And then in Exodus, God revealed the name Jehovah or Yahweh, and that means the self-existent one, and it also had the thought of fulfilling promises. But then in the New Testament, God revealed his name Abba, which means Father. And so we can see God wants relationships with his children in the New Testament. So God's name, so these different titles, so like El Shaddai and Abba, those would be kind of like different titles for God's name. And they change with what God is more focused on at that time and what God is trying to do. But all the while, he is all the others. In Exodus 20, verse 7. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. So, in the Old Testament, they were, when the priest or whoever was reading the Bible, when they would come to the name of God, they would just say Lord, or they would just use the word Lord instead of saying the name of God. It was written in their scriptures, but they were so scared of taking the name of God in vain or blaspheming that they wouldn't say the name when they come to it. They would just say Lord. And I believe it was probably because of this commandment here. We should not take the name, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. And we mustn't forget, especially for the young people, it's for some of us that are past that age, we don't even think about using the name of God in vain. But if you're with friends, if you young people are with friends that use the name of God in vain, that's a serious thing. And we have this commandment here, and we cannot do that. In Exodus 34:14, God says he is a jealous God. Exodus 34:14, For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. So there we have it. Another name. God said his name is jealous. So I looked up the names of God in the Bible, and I didn't actually find these in the Bible. I used my computer to get these, but there's 31 names for God. And these are, most of these are the titles. They're not the actual name of God. They're the titles, because God's name changes with who he is to us. Does that make sense? It changes to who he is to us. And so I would like to read these 31 names. They're in alphabetical order, and I'll read the names and what they mean. Abba means Father. Adonai means Lord and Master. Alpha and Omega, we know that what that one means, right? Someone want to say what Alpha and Omega means? The beginning and the end. Atik Yum, the Ancient of Days. Christos, the Anointed One. El Che, Living God. El Chul, God who gave you birth. El Dea, the God of Knowledge. El Elyon, the God Most High. El Geber, the Mighty God. El Olam, the Everlasting God. El Roi, the God who sees. El Shaddai, God Almighty. That's the one I mentioned earlier. That's the name. El Shaddai is the one they had in the book of Genesis. Elohim, the Creator. Emmanuel, we know what that one means. Anyone want to say the meaning for Emmanuel? That's right. God with us. Jehovah Yahweh is the self-existent one. Jehovah Bor, the Lord Creator. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our Provider. Jehovah Mikedesh, the Lord who sanctifies. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord our shepherd. Jehovah Sabbath, the Lord of hosts. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Jehovah Tzuri, the Lord our rock. Jesus, the Lord saves. Logos, the Word. Mayan, our dwelling place. Messiah, the Anointed One. And that's the 31 names that I found for God. And then I brought my Knaves Topical Bible with me. This is what I like for studying. It lists the Bible verses in order of the subject that they're about. And in here, there's a whole list of the names of Jesus. And these are the the names and the titles of Jesus in the Bible. And we know that there is power in the name of Jesus. We know of stories where the powers of darkness melted away when the name of Jesus was said. And we should remember every day the power that's in the name of Jesus. Acts 9:27-29. Acts 9:27-29. And this is talking about Paul. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way and that he had spoken to him and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them, coming in and going out at Jerusalem. And he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. So there we see, as soon as Paul turned his life over to God, he was able to preach boldly in the name of Jesus. Philippians 2, verses 10 and 11. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And we see here that someday every knee will bow to the name of Jesus, whether they want to or not, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I have the list of the names of Jesus here in this study Bible that I have along, and it's a little more than one page, so I'm going to read them. And I love to read over these, and just it means a lot to me because anything difficult that you could be going through, there's a name or a title of Jesus that should be able to help you. It starts out with Adam. That was the name of Jesus. Advocate, Almighty, Alpha and Omega, Amen. Angel of His presence, Anointed, Apostle, Arm of the Lord, Author and Finisher of our faith, Beginning and End of the creation of God, Beloved, Bishop, Blessed and only potentate, Branch, Bread of life, Bridegroom, Bright and morning star, Brightness of the Father's glory, Captain of the Lord's host, Captain of salvation, carpenter, carpenter's son, chief shepherd, chief cornerstone, chiefest among 10,000s, child, chosen of God, Christ a king, Christ Jesus our Lord, Christ of God, Christ the chosen of God, Christ the Lord, Christ the power of God, Christ the wisdom of God, Christ the Son of God, Christ Son of the Blessed, Commander, Consolation of Israel, Cornerstone, Counselor, Covenant of the People, David, Daysman, Dayspring, Daystar, Deliverer, Desire of All Nations, Door, Elect, Emmanuel, Ensign, Eternal Life, Everlasting Father, Faithful and True, Faithful Witness, Faithful and True Witness, Finisher of Faith, First and Last, First Begotten of the Dead, Firstborn, Foundation, Fountain, Forerunner, Friend of Sinners, Gift of God, Glory of Israel, God blessed forever, God manifest in the flesh, God of Israel, the Savior, God of the whole earth, God our Savior, God's dear Son, God with us, Good Master, Governor, Great Shepherd of the Sheep, Head of the Church, Heir of all things, High Priest, Head of every man, Head of the Church, Head of the Corner, Holy Child Jesus, Holy One, Holy One of God, Holy One of Israel, Holy Thing, Hope, Horn of Salvation, I Am, Image of God, Israel, Jehovah, Jehovah's Fellow, Jesus Christ our Lord, Jesus Christ our Savior, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, Jesus the King of the Jews, Jesus the Son of God, Jesus the Son of Joseph, Just Man, Just One, Just Person, King, King of Israel, King of the Jews, King of Saints, King of Kings, King of Glory, King of Zion, King over all the earth, Lamb, Lamb of God, Lawgiver, Leader, Life, Light, Light Everlasting, Light of the World, Light to the Gentiles, Light True, Living Bread, Living Stone, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Lord, Lord of Lords, Lord of All, Lord our righteousness, Lord God Almighty, Lord from heaven, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ our Savior, Lord of Glory, Lord of Hosts, Lord Mighty in Battle, Lord of the Dead and the Living, Lord of the Sabbath, Lord over all, Lord strong and mighty, Lord the our righteousness, Lord your Holy One, Lord your Redeemer, Man Christ Jesus, Man of Sorrows, Master, Mediator, messenger of the covenant, Messiah, Messiah the Prince, mighty God, mighty one of Israel, mighty one of Jacob, mighty to save, minister of the sanctuary, morning star, most holy, most mighty, Nazarene, offspring of David, only begotten of the Father, only begotten Son, only wise God, our Savior. Passover, plant of renown, potentate, power of God, physician, precious cornerstone, priest, prince, prince of life, prince of peace, prince of the kings of the earth, prophet, propitiation, propitiation. I believe that's where it says he's a propitiation for our sins. Ransom, redeemer, resurrection and redemption, resurrection and life, redemption, righteous branch, righteous judge, righteous servant, righteousness, rock, rock of offense, root of David, root of Jesse, rose of Sharon, ruler in Israel, salvation, sanctification, sanctuary, Savior, Savior Jesus Christ, Savior of the body, Savior of the world, scepter, second man, seed of David, seed of the woman, servant, servant of rulers, shepherd, shepherd and bishop of souls, shepherd chief, shepherd good, shepherd great, shepherd of Israel, Shiloh, son of the Father, son of God, son of man, son of the blessed, son of the highest, son of David, star, son of righteousness, surety, stone, stone of stumbling, sure foundation, teacher, true God, true vine, truth, unspeakable gift, very Christ, vine, way, which was, which is to come, wisdom, wisdom of God, witness, wonderful, word, word of God, word of life. And that is the end of the list. But there is so many names of Jesus in this list, and it's an encouragement to me to, every time I read this list, it's an encouragement to see how Jesus is there no matter what we can be going through. And the names of God that I read, there's so many. He's our Father, and we know that Jesus taught us to pray Abba, Father, and that shows us how God wants a relationship with us today. And we want to make sure that God knows us. We can study into these names and get a lot of things figured out, but what really matters is that God knows us and that we have that relationship. And that's the only way these names of God really become meaningful is when we have that relationship with God. He's the Lord, the Creator, but then He's the Lord who sanctifies, and He's the Lord our healer, and the Lord our righteousness, and our dwelling place. And I believe there's just everything that we need in the name of God. And that is all I had. The Lord bless you.